following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference your arena makes, and beat it right along.
You haven't turned on the crickets by now.
Never
learn. I know that's what the other one does, but
yes.
Still, you never know. You guys kind of swap material back and forth.
Swap?
Well, okay, he steals it from me.
Yeah,
let's,
he steals
let's
it.
Let's just admit it. But anyway.
He steals it.
Don't want to start a war.
You already did.
I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Bye. You've been starting wars, David, that blue jeans? Boy, that sounded cryptic. I don't know what it means, but it sounds heavy and like it's loaded. That fat thing steals everything he's got from me. And I say that with love.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
That fat thing steals everything he's got from me.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2473 of the BFO for Thursday the 20th of July 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to head over to Spotting Big Fatty. I've got some Axe Big Fatty questions, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, small steppers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are small steppers today, and y'all, very few of you will know this, but the old gal, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, she'll know it. Y'all, on this day in 1969, that is some 48 years ago, y'all, the first man walked on the moon. Y'all, I was 12 years old then. The old gal was 13. Yes, Big Fatty, she's significantly older than you. It's true. I was living in Florida. My family moved to Ormond Beach, Florida, for a year. And y'all, it was the summer of. Well, I don't. Were we living there then? I don't know if we were living there. We were at least we were renting a house. We may have been living there too, but I know we were at least renting a house. No, I take that back. We were renting a house. We were not living there at that time. Because it was on the ocean. Because the house we lived in was not on the ocean, but y'all, we watched the Apollo spaceship go up in the air from the house. We could see it go up, and then we watched the first man walk on the moon. It was quite an experience for a 12-year-old. I can tell you that much. Yes, Big Fatty. And it's just, y'all, I cannot believe it's been 48 years since that happened. Big Fatty, get used to it. Most everything's going to be in your rearview mirror. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on Hump Day, went by the Von's East during my lunch hour. And, y'all, they had a few things on sale, but nothing I really particularly needed. Well, there were a couple of things I really stocked up on. Y'all, I had a coupon for some of these Blue Diamond almonds. Yes, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone and Almond Redenbacher loves those. Y'all, they were buy one, get one free, and then I had a coupon on top of that. So, y'all, I got the wasabi soy sauce flavored and the coconut flavored almonds. Y'all, they had M&M's candies on sale, and so, y'all, I got two bags of the new M&M caramel. Y'all, they're pretty good. Took them, and that was the little treat for the coal mine this week. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. I told you about that yesterday. So y'all, they will buy one, get one free. So y'all, I picked up 4 bags of the dark roast. Yes, McFetty. Y'all, I got me a pot roast. So I'm cooking that in my cracker pot. And I got me a can of Irish potatoes to go in there with that. Got me a sweet onion to go in there. Got a half dozen of eggs. Y'all have picked up a little quart of fat-free milk. Y'all, they had the Green Giant antioxidant blend of the frozen vegetables. Y'all, it's a real good blend. If you're looking for something a little bit different, it's got the red bell peppers and the broccoli and the carrots in there. There may be something else, but y'all, it's real good. Those will buy one, get one free. I told you about the roast. Y'all, I got me another thing of that Kanaku sausage. Y'all, they had my favorite cereal on sale, the Blueberry Morning. It was buy one, get one free, so I picked up just one box of that. Don't want to overdo it. Y'all, they had the Bisquick. Y'all, the boxes of the Bisquick never go on sale. Never, I tell you. So they will buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Yes, McFetty, it won't be long before you'll be making sausage balls. It's true. And y'all, then they had pineapple. Peeled and cored pineapple on sale. Y'all, I spent $47.80, but I saved $34.79. Yes, Big Freddy! I see y'all heading over to Spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, I just realized that the inner tubes are down. The inner tubes are down here at the villa. But y'all, I know Spotting Crazy has recently gotten a couple of submissions to Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, I decided to go ahead and play the music and everything because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It makes Big Fatty so happy when y'all send Spotting Crazy at Spotting Crazy pictures of Big Fatty, and so Spotting Crazy can post them over there, y'all, it makes me kerfuffle. Yes, Big Fatty, since Jimmy Bear doesn't call us anymore, we need something to kerfuffle. It's true. Send your pictures. Go over there to Spotting Big Fatty. All the instructions are over there. And send them on over there to Spotting Crazy so that when the inner tubes finally do come up, Big Fatty will have some pictures to look at. Yes!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today. Y'all, they're leftovers from Pride 48 weekend. And I've got some of those, and I have got some from the Turnip Head also. And I think I've got one from Mr. Cackle as well. Now, I don't know if I can pull those up. Oh yes, because they're already in my mail. We'll start one with one from that Gus Chad, and he says, "Herbie Pretty, other than gentlemen callers and nipple walks, do you have other hobbies?" Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the question. Oh, always lovely to hear from you. In fact, I hope things are going well on your end. We haven't heard from you in a while. I know you're going through some things, but give us a call sometime. We'd love to hear your voice. Do I have other hobbies? I like my me time. I really like my me time. And, you know, I've had other hobbies in the past. I've enjoyed the theater and acting and things like that. Not so much nowadays. And I do enjoy traveling. And, y'all, that is some of that suddenly solid that I had with the rotisserie chicken in it. Y'all, that was my supper. But I enjoy my quiz programs and things like that. But other than that, not so much. Jim, the number one funky homo who we spent last weekend with, at the Hara Hotel. He has another barbecue question for us. It says, Big Freddy, first of all, he had asked the question, do you prefer the same barbecue condiment on both a hamburger and a hot dog? But this question says, does this barbecue condiment different from a condiment that you would use indoors on non-barbecue foods? Now, I don't know what the fuck he means by that. Salt and pepper are my favorite condiments. And the mustard, you know, I do not like the mayonnaise. Y'all have missed Lauren. She was asking why people put catsup on a hot dog. I said it's vile, cause y'all, it's vile. It's just vile. So don't give me no catsup is all I can say to that. Y'all, let's go over here to one of these questions from the Turnip-head. By the way, Jim, that was an excellent question. Big Freddy, it sucked. Okay, it sucked. It sucked excellently. Yes, Big Freddy. The Turnip Head says, and y'all, this is this has to do with the quiz programs with the Big Brother. Y'all, he says, Big Freddy, who the fuck names their kid Crema? And y'all, there is a girl. Well, first of all, Turnip Head, thank you so much for the question. It's always lovely to hear from our northern Mexican friends. And you know, this is an excellent question. And I had an aunt that was born on Easter. And she's dead now, but to tell you the truth, I don't know what her real name was, because all we ever called her was Bunny. And Big Freddy, a bunny. That reminds me, Turniphead, about the woman that was in a car accident, and her she was pregnant and she had twins, and they were on the way to the hospital and had a car accident, and the husband was killed. It's a tragic situation, but she lived, and the children were born as a little boy and a little girl. And she finally came out of her coma, and the doctor said, "Oh, we're glad you're fine. We had to call your husband's sister to name your children. They have to be named within 48 hours. And she goes, oh my gosh, she's crazy. She's just crazy. He says, well, it had to be done for legal purposes. And the woman says, well, what did she name? The little girl? The doctor said, well, she named the little girl Denise. And she goes, well, you know, that's not so bad. And she says, well, what did she name the little boy? Big Fatty, you fucked it up. What did she name the little boy? And he says, the nephew. Big Fatty. We got another question here from Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, you know, he's coming down to Charleston for the full moon. Not the full moon. What's he coming down here for? He's coming down here for the eclipse is what he's coming down here for. And Mr. Cackle says, Big Fatty, cue the music. Big Fatty, can't he hear it's already playing? Well, evidently not. How the heck are you going to release a daily little show when floating around on a cruise ship with no inner tubes? Are you going to take a foul monkey-sized hiatus? Number sign pod fade. A lot love, Mr. Cackle. Well, first of all, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Oh, not a call. It's an ex Big Fatty question. It's an excellent question, and Big Fatty has been thinking about this. Y'all, here's kind of what the plan is going to be. I'm going to do a few pre-recorded shows. That Thursday and Friday, the 31st of August and the 1st of September, that Thursday and Friday, I'm going to have something pre-recorded for you, so you'll have little shows then, but we'll be landing in Amsterdam, except Granny, we're going to record some shows there in Amsterdam, and so we'll have, we'll post those, because we'll have inner tubes there in Amsterdam. We'll post probably three or four of those before we ever get on the ship. And then they'll just be released at an appropriate time. And I'll probably have something as a backup. And then if we get to a port like Lisbon, Portugal, or something like that, where I can find some inner tubes, I'll probably post a few more. But y'all, I'm going to record a little show every day we're on the cruise. Even if you don't get it on a daily basis, you will eventually get a show a day. The weekends might just fall wonky. Big Fatty wonky weekends. So Mr. Cackle. And you know, Mr. Cackle, you're coming to Charleston. Maybe we'll get you behind the phallic shaped micro hoist here in the studio. Big Fatty, I think it would be an honor, and Mr. and Dr. P too. Well, Dr. P won't be able to get a word in edgewise. No, Big Fatty, it's true, just like old Flop Time. Oh, dear, I see y'all the power. We had horrible rain. I think I told you about that already. Knocked out the power here at the villa for about an hour and a half, but the power's up, but the cable and the inner tubes are still down. But I'll get this posted for you before I go to the love chamber tonight. Y'all, big news for those of you that live out there in Denver. Big Fatty, that Casey in Denver. It's true. But I'll have to wait and tell you about that tomorrow. Big Fatty, it's a teaser. It's true. And y'all, speaking of teasers, y'all, you know the old gal out there in Walnut Hills? Vera, what do you want folks to know about your show?
That fat thing steals everything he's got from me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Somebody's got to use that content.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.